Black Rock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jack.
And this week we watched the 12 pilots of Christmas.
Oh, so much content. Oh my God.
It's too much content.
It's our final episode of the year, so we're gonna do crazy quick fire. We've watched 12 pilots this
week. It's like speed chess.
Speed chess.
Instead of chess, though, it's pilot reviews.
Yeah, so we're gonna have 1 minute, and then after 1 minute, you will hear this sound.
Oh my
and that
god!
Means what that
is
we have
this?
To say whether
they're
it
fucking
is on.
Up the format. This is like, no, I don't even want this. I thought it was. Oh my god! This title was misleading. Whatever
then,
you titled the episode.
Well, you've already got the download, so joke's on you. Go back to the North Pole, Jack Frost.
Oh, I don't get that reference.
That's all right. So we've watched 12 pilots. Some of them are about Christmas. Only one of them is whatever. It's the first one. We tricked you. And then after a minute, we're going to say whether it's on the naughty or the nice list. Ready to go, Jack?
Yeah, so you're going to get your classic, amazing reviews thing. But instead of, you know, 8 to 12 minutes, 1 minute. Hot fire quick.
It's
quick responses.
Quick.
We watched all of these in the last 2 days. So the hot, fresh takes. 12 amazing shows, ranging from some that are rather short and some that are way fucking longer than they should have been for this format, Tim. We just had 20-minute animations.
Oh,
you broke the rules so many times.
No. All right,
let's do this.
All right, I'm going to cut all that ranting out of it. Let's do it, Jax. Are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
And on the first day of Christmas, we watched Home for Christmas. 3, 2, 1, go. What did you think?
It's so good.
It's
oh
so good.
Oh my god, as soon as it starts, yeah. She's just sitting there.
It's a Norwegian
there,
show.
Oh yeah, amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
But it pulls out and the two twins are there and she's like, oh no, everyone's talking about this and that, all the parent stuff.
Yeah, I love
having sex and all this stuff. She's like, I'm single and I'm 30. Mm. And I'm like,
her mum's the worst though.
Oh, that scene where she reveals that she's got a boyfriend and fakes it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I actually understand where she's coming from. It's an amazing show though. I hate Christmas. I hate all that. But this person is very relatable and
it's super simple.
She's incredible.
Really
actress.
Beautiful music.
The show is like straight, like she's single and her parents and everyone is all about that. So she meets her ex-boyfriend, she hides at the table,
awesome.
It's cute and funny. Well played, well acted. All the side people are great. Everything's great. It's all direct to the point of like,
it's really
this show is about
point.
Her not having a date for Christmas. She pretends she has a date right at the end of the episode. She's like, goes through a speed date. Almost like this, like speech test, like this episode of the podcast.
5 seconds left. It's a pretty predictable
dating,
show. It's a low
about
rom-com. Naughty on the nice list,
it's Jack. It's a nice. Everyone should watch it though.
Like yeah, that. It's on the nice list. All right. Second show we've got. On the second day of Christmas, we watched Hilda. 3, 2, go.
What is this?
Gravity
I Falls
it was
much?
Really cool. Yeah,
Gravity
it was
Falls
much?
But
Gravity
one
Falls.
Of them this time.
It's also got Lyanna Mormont from Game of Thrones.
Okay,
voice
so
Hilda,
my first thing
which
is
really cool.
Was she good though? Because I actually thought halfway through
really
the
cool.
episode, I was like, oh, there's something about this. And then I was like, maybe don't get a child doing the acting. I thought that, you know, if you compare it to say Gravity Falls with Mabel, I just thought, because every single other aspect of the show, I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah, it's a really
the
cool
The giant
world.
Golem thing at the start with the bell, and it's a big scary monster. She's like, but then she's like, oh no, it's the bell that I put on top of him, and she saves it, and it's all peaceful and beautiful. All that writing, I was like, I am so in. Then the titles appeared. Fantastic
it's a
show!
Super humble world. I really liked the characters. I thought it was really cool.
Magical and cool.
It's like,
whimsical.
Kind of like, doesn't feel too far away from being like, as sort of fantastical. Oh my god.
Oh no.
It's on the nice list, 100%.
100%, gonna keep watching.
Alright, and now.
No call for that, baby.
This next one. On the third day of Christmas, we watched the Australian show Bluey. 3, 2, 1. What did you think?
It is so good.
It's cute.
It's so. Because this is a show that a baker at work was like, hey, we're just chatting and stuff, and he's like, I'm showing this, I'm watching this with my kids. And I was watching it for a bit, then I kind of just looked up and was just entranced and just into it. And I'm like, for a show that's 8 minutes long or something like that, this episode starts, and it's cute and fun. It's great for a preschool show kind of thing, directed to those kind of kids. Very young, very fun. And then suddenly they're like, here's all the heart you ever want in your life. Here's the sentimentality. Here's the. It's just really beautiful. And I was suddenly like, this is a show that I can see working in these 8-minute little stories about like parents and kids. And what do you think?
Super simple. Well, I thought it was like potentially the best opening titles of any show ever. Oh, I was like trying to do some like kids theater stuff myself. It's like really interesting, that simple message of just like making sure that you share and that classic thing. I think it's like perfect kids show. It great, really it nails all really the kids show. And when that mum came in and like during the bum bingo scene, incredible. I don't even remember what that note was. Oh my god, that's it. That is definitely on the nice list. Yeah.
Alrighty. All right. The guy works gonna be so happy.
On the fourth day of Christmas, watched Tiny Little Things.
It's ballet, baby!
It's ballet. That's all it's super intense. It's a pretty incredible show for dancers. As dancers being dancers, all the dancing is phenomenal. So, when they're doing the pirouettes, it's incredible.
So my only note is, it's amazing how many dancers they got to act as good in this show.
Oh, so that's my only negative, because like they're all dancers, they're not actors.
Oh, and
they're on camera, they're all terrible. They're some of the worst actors I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's like, no, you should stick to dancing. And the only reason they got cast in this show is because they can dance.
That's so amazing, because my main note was these actors. I was just doing that as a gag. The main thing is these actors are the best dancers I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, they're incredible.
So incredible. But I actually wasn't engaged in the story or the acting or the characters. And I just watched another very long show before that, and was so into that. We'll get to that. But it's like, this did almost nothing for me. It's Black Swan.
Too
it's
long.
Pretty Little too Lies. Long. It's all these
That's
shows.
The 1 minute, and I'm giving it another fucking naughty list. Bring that goal down, Santa. Bring it down.
Yeah, fuck that show. No good. Pretty Little Lies, rip off, Tiny Little, fucking who gives a shit.
All right. On the fifth day of Christmas, we watched The Wilds. So I feel like all characters in this show are like the most over-top bullshit versions. There's like a montage that starts the show and it's like, let's introduce all the characters. And it's essentially like Lost, but teenage
this
kind of...
This is Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies, yeah, that's better.
Baby.
It's really weird. It's like a social experiment. Yeah. And they all get sent to like a summer camp or something, and it's like, oh, that's kind of boring.
They're all going then, to somewhere for some just, mysterious reasons. There's a lot of mystery in there, but then the plane crashes. They're on the island. They're like, where's my phone reception?
Yeah, and then we got Rachel Griffiths though.
But no, what did you actually think?
I thought it was way too over the top. I thought the main character was the worst.
Oh, so
like
the
you
main
find
character
out that
the
main
the
character
worst person
is
ever.
Just terrible.
But her
you
plot
can't
is,
do that to your main
is,
character in the
like,
first
I
episode.
I was the main character. My plot in that show would be, before I crashed on an island, I met George R. R. Martin and I had sex with him. You know, she's met her biggest fan who writes books, then fucks him, but then he's like, oh, she's...
That's MJX! The twist! The twist! All right, that is on my naughty list!
It's on my nice list. Best show since Lost. No, I'm not.
Oh, my
God. No, it's just very much like Lost. It's so much better than you think. I think there's
Shut up, Jax! That's the
there's
end!
Really stuff there, but it's kind
of
terrible.
On the sixth day of Christmas, what we watched this? Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is an Avengers kind of cartoon.
This is so fucking good! This is so good! But you hated it. For the last 10 minutes, I was just like, I don't know who any of these villains are, and I'm loving every second of this.
Really?
Because
my main thing is, hated it, so
care.
Lame, no good villains. And it was a villain breakout episode.
So, I've actually got a list of all the cool villains. Cobra Face Man Boy, Mr. Medusa Man. That's a guy who can turn everyone to stone and shit. And just turn them to stone and kill them.
Yeah, but I'm
there's
like,
a baboon.
Where's my Joker?
There's a Gorilla Grodd baboon-esque character.
Yeah, he was
there's a
cool.
Flying-winged lion man. There is some crazy fucked up shit. The guy at the end was just this... He was like the season 3 Korra villain with the big long hair, and he was doing all this magic
and he
broke out of prison and they're like, it's Gravitacion, my son. It was so fucking epic. Thor is back to
I hated all of the Avengers. I'm a DC boy, Jax. So for me, that's on the fucking naughty list.
Everyone
I want to scrap that show.
Everything Tim's ever said about
all right.
that he's wrong.
On the seventh
Fantastic.
Day of Christmas, we watched Tangled the Series. Which is a follow-up from the movie.
It's
features,
so good.
Features all the same voice actors from the movie. It's incredible. Mandy Moore. It is so good. Clancy Brown.
So
Julie Bowen. It's like the most all-star fucking cast for any TV show ever.
The
it
animation is
incredible.
But it is, from the get-go, I just suddenly was like, oh, that's right. I always remember Moana and Frozen as much. I'm like, really love Moana, and Frozen, I quite enjoy a lot of it.
Mm.
Tangled's fantastic.
Tangled
is the best. There's a scene with them. But this show looks different, but it gets you immediately. Both, there's like an extra male and female characters they've introduced, so there's four of them now. Both of them are amazing for different reasons.
I thought it like really...
The stinger at the end, really the set up, thing came out and was like, yeah. Oh, I think they're
going really... I thought it really sold the world. It definitely implied you'd see the movie, but
for sure.
It kind of threw you in, and it was like, I feel like you definitely want to learn more about the characters in this world, and I really liked it. And it makes you want to watch the film again.
Oh my god,
this
is what we're talking about forever! Everyone should watch it and watch the movies.
On the 8th day of Christmas, we watched The Imagination Movers. What did you think?
This is the greatest thing. I just picked it because I was going through Disney Plus, being like, I'm going to pick all the things, and just pick 5 things. Saw them, they're blue.
They all have like magical abilities.
They're all wearing the same costumes, all blue like overalls, and it's a band. They're a band that made a show. This show, they're in like a warehouse. It's just colored, just nonsense everywhere. Mm. And they're like singing. The camera moves are really like inventive and fun. At one point, they're like, what's that sound? They kind of close up with all the actors. They're like, each one had a big close up, and he's like, whoa. Whoa.
Oh, I just did a gag. If we were filming on YouTube, Steve would have seen it.
They all go for a high five, but one of them goes way early, then the rest of them collide. And it's just brilliantly funny timing. But they do like
the
10
songs. Pretty fantastic.
This time, as soon as the second song came on, I was like, this is kind of stupid and dumb and kind of like Wiggles and Play School and all that shit. But I'm loving this song.
They nailed it. They
I was like laughing out loud. Yeah. And then there were so many points where I was actually laughing out loud, actually having fun. I'm actually going to keep watching this show.
Oh my god! Show. So it's on the naughty list for you, Jack!
No, it's on the nice list! What are you talking about? I'm going to keep watching
it. I said it wrong. Oh,
that's
awkward. That's
so awkward.
Well, that's the end.
But it's a fantastic show, great songs.
On the 9th day of Christmas, we watched Star Wars Resistance, which is the worst show I've ever watched.
I have never wanted to kill everybody and myself.
Wow, that is
I love Star Wars so much, and I have defended so many animated Star Wars shows. All I kept thinking is, my good friend Kieran would be watching this show, being like, "This is Clone Wars to me," and I'm like, "I don't even."
So I have begged ever since the 7th movie came out. I have begged. I begged Star Wars to do a series set in. Like between the 6th and the 7th, kind of fill that gap, and this is that series, and this is the worst series ever.
I want to see Luke training with the Jedi. It's like, what is this?
It's got boring characters, terrible animation.
The animation makes me want to die. We actually watched something today that was worse somehow. It was so boring.
I'm gonna go on a bold claim.
I have never hated Star Wars more, and I've seen Rise of Skywalker twice.
Yeah,
I've actually seen it.
You stole my punchline. I had it written in the notes. Worse than Star Wars 9.
You're rushing me. I'm getting too excited.
Alright, well, that's on the naughty list. We don't even need to ask that one. Alright, let's get some alarm. On the 10th day of Christmas, we watched Penguins of Madagascar. What did you think? Not as good as it should be.
No, but the animation is so bad that every time I laughed, I'm like, hey, I'm not hating my life. And the animation is atrocious. It's trying to look like Madagascar the movie.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the budget. It's really weird.
When you said it doesn't really have the budget, I was like, oh, that's what it is. It's just exactly what Madagascar would be, but take away half the money. And that's the, you know, when you see an animation thing, you're like, these are the bits that we didn't end up making in the movie. The deleted scenes, you're like, oh, it looks janky and ugly because they didn't put all that money into it. It's just like screenshots of animation.
20 seconds, Jax. What do you think of the story?
It's disgusting.
It's a really good story. I actually really liked it. I thought it was really funny.
I think that if you were someone who had a smaller TV and didn't care about those things, or just didn't care about visuals.
Me?
For sure. Maybe. Like, seeing it on such a big screen, it actually made me angry how much I hated looking at it. But there were 3 or 4 jokes that were fucking funny as fuck.
They were really funny. That popcorn gag where I pulled out.
Popcorn gag!
So I'm putting it on.
It's a nice.
The naughty list. I thought the animation. Fucking throw it out of here. All right. On the 11th day of Christmas, we watched Mickey Mouse. What did you think?
It was so good. I just picked it because I was like, Mickey Mouse. For some reason, I haven't seen any of it, but I know of Mickey Mouse because we all do.
Yes.
Why was he French? This is Mickey Mouse on Disney Plus in Australia. We watched the first episode.
I researched it. Mickey Mouse is not French.
He's not French, but in this episode, there's croissants and baguettes and he's doing jousting shit. And it's just hysterical, funny.
It's really funny.
Beautiful animation. This is something that's like 20 years older than Resistance or that whatever the other show we just said.
20 years older. Sorry, I thought you meant newer.
But it looks beautiful. It's I am really not gorgeous. Even Mrs. Bang. Maybe not the
Who knows?
Mickey
Who cares?
Man. It doesn't matter.
It's a 4-minute so thing. Oh, on Disney Plus, but it is in French. So if you don't like reading French subtitles,
I disagree. This movie, this episode was exactly the same as Tenet in ways where they're saying stuff and she's pointing. And I'm like, I get it. Croissant pointing that way. She's going. And you really understand the things, even though you don't get them.
Yeah.
And the next episode and all the rest aren't in.
That's it, Jax. I'm putting it on the nice list. What about you?
Oh, I'm putting it on the nice list. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. And for our 12th and final pilot of Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We watched Elena the Avalor. Very similar to Tangled.
As soon as this started, there's a prologue that goes for like a minute and a half, and she's like, here's what I did, and I did this, and I'm like, it's about to end, and I did this, and I did this, and it's about to end. And then she's like, and then I went through turmoil, and this character died, and this happened. I'm like, I feel like she's summarizing a movie. And then she's like, and then it ended, my arc was over.
Or was it? Yeah.
And it's like, no, it is. Like, and then we Googled it, it's a movie. Yeah. This is Tangled the series.
It should have been over. It should
and
have
as
been
as soon as it started, this, for instance, the Tangled animation, we didn't get to it, but the animation is really different, really distinctive of what it's doing. It's got like a style.
Sure.
It's gorgeous. This has a style. Makes me fucking sick.
I feel like it kind of missed the mark. I don't think it needed a series. Maybe it just needed a second movie. I just feel like it doesn't have enough content
for
a whole series.
We watched it less than 30 minutes ago and I fucking barely remember. That's pretty bad. That's the worst thing we watched. Baby.
Wow. What was the best thing you watched?
There's so many things. The Wild?
But first.
No, Mickey Mouse.
This is the final alarm.
No!
Was this on the naughty or was this on the nice list, Jackaboy?
Oh, naughty fucking list.
Naughty list forever. I haven't even seen the movie and I'm putting that on the naughty list just based off this series.
I'll never watch the movie now.
All right, so that wraps up our quick fires.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. This is the final episode of Two Brothers, One Pilot this year. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
It's been awesome. It's been really exciting. And I thought that we've done so many TV shows, we've talked about it, but here are some recommendations of TV shows that I've managed to watch outside of the podcast that have all been released this year. And so I'm just going to quick fire through, not going to say anything about it.
Zoe's
Extraordinary Playlist, Morning Wars, Upload, Ted Lasso, Central Park, Modern Love, Droyer Tales. That's right, Kieran, I put it on the list. And Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh, you've seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the first episode, yeah. Really good. Really good. Whatever. I haven't seen the first episode. Maybe we can still do it for the pod.
So, out of all those shows, though, Ted, what's your favorite one? What's the one that maybe we can do an extended podcast?
I don't know. I really, really liked Home for Christmas. I thought it was a perfect show.
Home for Christmas is something that as soon as it started, I'm like, oh, Christmas. Oh, we did Dash and Lily last week, and that's fine. Mm. But Christmas show is not for me. Spectacular. The main actress is incredible.
Yeah,
everything really about good. It, and the only aspect of it was like, there's so much great, and it almost feels like she was like asking the guy on the date, and it ended for me. I'm like, that's almost the arc for me there. That's a beautiful 25 minutes. That's the best long short film I've ever seen.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Perfect.
And I don't know if
summary.
I actually want to see
Great
more,
summary.
But I will, because it's spectacular and it's Christmas! Merry
Christmas!
My question actually wasn't which of those 12 shows was the best. Of your recommendations of shows you've loved and watched all of this year, what is the best? What is the one to watch? Out of all the things you've watched this year, 2020, what show are you recommending to the friends at home?
If you're only going to watch one show this year, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh,
best
fuck,
10 episodes of my entire life.
Whoa.
I was sitting, I watched it by myself, first episode, and within 12 minutes, I was bawling my eyes out on the couch.
Oh, Lord,
and I was like, this is incredible. Go watch Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Thank you
God.
For listening. Merry Christmas.
Tomorrow.
And we'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think we should have done 100 pilots? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.